This is Derek Rose. This is Derek Rose of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Rose of the Conscious Resistance Network, and I just wanted to do a quick check-in with you. I apologize for my background, my setting, my surroundings. I'm not at home in Houston or in Mexico. I'm on the road for the activation tour, as many of you know, and I'm currently at my grandma's farm off for a couple days, and I've been catching up with the news the last week of the tour, and there's about 5 or 6 stories that I think I need to cover with you guys, because it relates to what I'm talking about on the activation tour. For those of you who are aware, I've been traveling the country for the last 5 weeks, talking to people about vaccine passports, talking to them about vaccine mandates and what we can do about it as individuals, as families, as a community, internationally and just all around the world. And literally as we're traveling and talking about this, and this is what myself and Miriam knew was a possibility, that as we were traveling, things would be getting worse. So if you don't know about the Activation Tour, I'm going to invite you to check out activationtour.org. We're going to be in Columbus, Cleveland, Syracuse, Brooklyn, Philly, Asheville, Nashville, Atlanta, Orlando, and Houston. We still have those dates left if you want to come join us. So you can hear about solutions for vaccine passports, solutions for vaccine mandates, solutions for a lot of the problems I'm about to talk to you about. Because I do these videos in case some of you haven't been able to tune in and see what's happening on the daily basis, right? Maybe you don't have time to pay attention to every news story, to dig and do the research like myself and other people, but you still want to be informed. So I try to use journalism to inform you and educate you, but also it's important to think about solutions. And if you followed my work for any extended time, you know that I focus on solutions. So that's what the Activation Tour is about. There's some really scary stuff happening, and we're going to talk about a few stories that you need to think about. And if you haven't heard about them, then please do share this video once I wrap up here. Again, please excuse my surroundings, but know that this video is extremely important, and that's why I'm choosing to take time out of my evening to do to share this with you. You can find everything I'm going to talk about at theconsciousresistance.com. You go to the front page of theconsciousresistance.com. You can follow us on all of our social media, all of our alternative social media. Stop watching us on Facebook if you are. Please watch elsewhere on DLive or Float. And you can see this video, incoming travel restrictions and fines for the unvaxxed and Vax for Kids. And you can find all the links that I'm about to cover here. So go there, theconsciousresistance.com. Let's go ahead and dive into it, guys. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 links to talk to you about tonight. And I appreciate all of you who are here. Shout out to all my friends and those who are following my work who haven't been here in a bit. Good to see you. Let's start here. Secretary Mayorkas to allow fully vaccinated travelers from Canada and the Mexico to enter U.S. at land borders and ferry crossings. Interesting thing, they announced this as if it's a positive thing, because according to the government, the borders have been closed to all non-essential travelers for the last year since March 2020. And this is basically saying, okay, things are getting better, we're going to reopen travel for non-essential travelers, but only non-essential travelers who have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19 and have appropriate documentation to enter via land and ferry ports. So this is going to start in November. It says right here, here's a quote from the Secretary, Department of Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. In alignment with the new international air travel system that will be implemented in November, we will begin allowing travelers from Mexico and Canada who are fully vaccinated for COVID to enter U.S. for non-essential purposes, to visit friends and family, and for tourism via land and ferry border crossings. So that's starting, right? That means that from the future on, here on out, Mexican and Canadian citizens who want to come into the U.S., and my guess is all foreigners, will need to be vaccinated. That to me is already a big change. And if you live in the U.S. and you say, well, good thing I'm a U.S. citizen, that doesn't apply to me. How long do you think it will take for them to do something domestically? Let's go on here. It says, first, in November, border protection will begin allowing fully vaccinated passengers to come to the U.S. at land and ferry ports of entry for non-essential reasons. They have to have paperwork. Then it says, beginning in early January 2022, all inbound foreign national travelers crossing to the U.S. or land or ferry, whether for essential or non-essential, will be fully vaccinated and provide proof of vaccination. And they're saying this will provide ample time for travelers such as truckers, students, and healthcare workers to get vaccinated. So big changes along the border, right? And that this has been reported now by Reuters in the mainstream. You can see here, U.S. to lift Canada-Mexico land border restrictions in November for vaccinated visitors. And it's what I just told you guys. But I want to scroll down here, and because they have been, you know, telling people for the last year that the border has been closed. But if you follow my work, you know that I have, myself and Miriam have traveled back and forth dozens and dozens of times over the last year. And they do acknowledge it here. It says at the bottom, the U.S. land border restrictions have not barred U.S. citizens from returning, all the way at the bottom. I believe that's on purpose, because that people hear the border's closed and they just stay home. They don't even bother trying to travel. But they buried that at the bottom. So that's one thing. U.S. going to restrict foreign travelers from Canada and the U.S., I mean, from Mexico and Canada, to the vaccinated only. I mean, that's a big step, guys. That's something to be concerned about. If you, that means Canadian Mexicans who don't want to get vaccinated will likely never enter the United States again until this is defeated, either through the courts, the politics, not that I have faith in those things, or through the people pushing back, or, you know, whatever means that we have, we'll see. So as that's going on, we have this announcement north of the border in Canada. Canada, just this last week, makes vaccines mandatory for public service servants, air and rail workers, and travelers. The core public service, air travel and rail employees and travelers must all be vaccinated by the end of October, according to Canada's new mandatory vaccination policy, which says that the federal government will have all public servants say they are fully vaccinated against COVID by October 29th or be put on unpaid administrative leave. That is just 2 weeks away. The new policy will affect more than 267,000 core public service workers and apply to those who work from home and outside of the country. Think about that. You don't even live in the country and it applies to you. You work from home and it applies from you. Insane. It goes on. Let me continue on. There's a good section here. It says that employees who provide false verifications will be punished with disciplinary action. People who've only had one dose will be given 10 weeks to get their next dose. They will not be allowed back at work until they're either vaccinated or the policy is no longer in effect, which I doubt it will go away. Employees put on unpaid leave will generally not qualify for employment insurance benefits. So, I mean, it's becoming more and more clear that this is the direction we're headed. And Canada is basically restricting all travel to people and only for the vaccinated, pretty much, you know. Anyone who over the age of 12 who plans to hop aboard a plane at a Canadian airport or via rail or Rocky Mountaineer train must have received a second dose of a Health Canada approved vaccine at least 14 days before travel. And yeah, that's where this is all about, trying to make sure COVID doesn't spread during the holiday season. That's what they're saying in the US and Canada. Here's more evidence of that in case you needed it from CNN. Canada issues COVID-19 vaccine mandate for travelers 12 or older on trains and planes. Right there in your face. And let's go to another Canadian one here. Toronto Hospital Network to require organ transplant patients to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. So they won't save you if you're not fully vaccinated. They won't give you life-saving organ transplant if you are not been receiving the jab of COVID and playing their games. That's where we're at, guys. You might not live if you don't comply. You can't travel if you don't comply. Let's go to Australia here in just a moment. Let me pull up this Australian one, guys. My point here is we're going to go through a couple more, but hopefully you guys understand why I'm kind of harping on this, is because I've been warning about this. You can go to theconsciousresistance.com since May of 2020 when I was writing about the fact that the International Air Travel Association, the largest lobby for the airlines in Mexico, the US, Europe, and all around the world, was already saying that this is what they were going to implement. They were talking about it from the very beginning. So if you paid attention, it wasn't that hard to see, you know, what was coming. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball here. I know a lot of other people in alternative media don't have crystal balls, but we're paying attention and we're seeing what's going on while most people are not even seeing it in front of them. So just to recap, the few that I've mentioned right here, the U.S. saying that they're going to restrict travel to U.S. Canadians and Mexicans who are not back, you know, if they're not vaccinated, they can't come in. The Canadians saying you can't travel and fly domestically, bus, plane or train without being vaccinated, saying you can't get life-saving organ transplants without being vaccinated. You know, of course, we've known for a while about the loss of jobs that people are suffering all around the world. But let me show you another one here. This is in Australia, and we know that Australia has been one of the worst places for all of this insanity. Let me see if I can pull this one up for you. Here, I'm going to try to play this clip, guys. Let me know if you can hear it when it starts playing. This is one of the Australian, let me see who is this. It's Australian Northern Territory. One of their politicians basically just telling you, you got to get vaccinated or you're going to get fined. They're saying they have 30 days from this week, which is November 13th. If they don't get vaccinated, they can't work anymore and they'll receive a $5,000 fine. And this is all private and public sector employees. This guy was saying, if you work near people in retail and food and healthcare, whatever, you got to get vaccinated. And let me know if you can hear this clip. All right, you guys can't hear it. I'm not sure why it's not coming through, but I'm going to post the link. This is actually in the show notes on theconsciousresistance.com. But this is Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner in Australia. And he has said, as I said a moment ago, that if you do not get vaccinated by November 13th, you can be fined $5,000. You're going to lose your job. Guys, do you see what's happening? Australia, the U.S., Canada. Let's show you one more just to kind of hammer the point home a little bit further. Let's go to, a Latin American country like Costa Rica, which people think is generally a pretty chill place. Costa Rica businesses' activities will require COVID-19 vaccine. Starting December 1st, 2021, Costa Rica will require the COVID vaccine in order to enter the most commercial centers and participate in many public activities. This includes restaurants, bars, casinos, commercial centers, museums, gyms, hotels, adventure tourism, theaters, sites of worship. That means churches, mosques, etc., and sporting events. That means pretty much life, except for your home. You're still free in your home, but don't expect to go out anywhere and do anything in the world. And the president, Carlos Alvarado, says, we have to give time for the people who remain to get their two vaccines. As of December 1st, there will be no excuse. And it's just like that last clip from the Australian minister from the Northern Territory. He said, you have 30 days. Get it done. You know, it's just like telling you, that's it. You got 30 days to get it done. You know? So the reason I'm talking to you guys, the reason we're traveling the country for the activation tour is to say, hey, we care about you other human beings. And there are some really scary things going on right now. And if we don't start being proactive, we are screwed. We're failing the seven generations coming after us. We're failing the generations, our ancestors before us who worked so hard. We are failing ourselves. If you're still plugged into their system via the banking system, if you're dependent on their energy system, the food system, all these different things, these are the ways they're going to squeeze you. If you have a welfare check, a social security check, a veterans check, if you're a 401k, if you are dependent on their systems, my friends, they will squeeze you until you give in. They will continue to try to compel you. And we're traveling the country right now. We're hearing stories of this already happening. We were just in Lexington, Kentucky a night ago for our event, and a woman there shared that she had to get seen by a doctor out in the alleyway for her child who was sick to get tested for strep throat. The doctor would only see her basically outside in a full hazmat suit and lecture her for 35 minutes before treating her because she refuses to get vaccinated. And that's in Kentucky, right? These things are happening already. We went to San Francisco. You can't go inside anywhere without proof of vaccination. We're going to be in Brooklyn in a week, and it's a similar thing. This is happening already. It's not just China, it's not just Australia, it's happening around the world. It's happening in the US, it's happening in Western Europe. That's why many people are protesting in Italy and France and Spain and other places. But it's not going to be enough, my friends. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Petitions, lawsuits, protests, I don't think that's what it's going to stop it. I don't think we can stop it necessarily. I believe the best idea here is to get out of their system as quick as possible. And I know that's not easy. I'm not sitting here saying, guys, you got three kids and you got a mortgage or you working 60 hours a week. I'm not saying this is going to be easy, but if you want to stay free, you need to be willing to be adaptable. You need to be willing to be able to work with people you might not think you get along with. You need to be willing to be proactive. You're going to have to push past your discomfort. You're going to have to push past your fears and your doubts. It's going to take real effort. This is what the activation tour is about, is trying to come up and say, hey, brother, sister, let's pay attention to what's going on. Let's be proactive. Let's not get caught in this situation, right? That's what I'm trying to say to you guys tonight. That's why I'm doing this video. This is not any fear-mongering or anything going on. I've really been missing out on doing my reporting lately because I've been traveling for the last month and a half on the road for the tour. But I felt like I'm just seeing these stories build up, and I got one more to share with you. And this is really concerning, guys. So here's the next story, the last one of the evening. We just talked about all the restrictions for not being vaccinated. Did you see this one? The White House tells governors, get ready to start vaccinating kids. The government purchased enough pediatric doses for every kid age 5 to 11. This is just reported in the last 2 days. And it says, in a private phone call Tuesday with the nation's governors, the White House said states should prepare to begin vaccinating elementary school age kids against COVID-19 in early November. So think about this. The travel restrictions for non-U.S. citizens are starting in November. Canada is saying you won't be able to travel domestically by early November. They're trying to implement a lot of these things before the holiday season, the travel season, because they're saying, oh, everybody's going to get sick again. We're going to have another wave if people travel without being vaccinated. So I'm not surprised to see these efforts rolling out in November. And I expect by the end of this year, guys, most of the travel we have known, most of our lives will not be the same. And it's already been happening. We've been watching it happen. So it says in audio obtained by NBC News, White House officials told the governors it had enough pediatric doses on hand for the 28 million children aged 5 through 11, expected to become eligible once federal regulators give the green light. Once that happens, the pediatric Pfizer vaccine will be distributed in 100 dose packs. The doses, which are about a third of what is given to adults, will be sent to thousands of sites and provided for free. And it says some states are planning to provide the vaccine through the schools. Think about that. Through the schools, you keep your kids in the schools. You know, they might vaccinate them without your permission. I hate to say it, but it could happen. It could happen, guys. So that's what's happening right on the horizon. Talk of, you know, again, I've been warning about this for the last year and a half. I'm not saying that to kind of toot my horn or to say I told you so or anything like that. It's to say that I don't want to be here in a year from now telling you guys again that it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. I know some of you still have faith in Trump, or I don't know why. You should know that he's just another criminal. Some of you still have faith in Trump. Some of you still have faith in this other guy in 2024 and 2022. And maybe I can do this thing. Or I don't know. You're thinking that somebody else is coming to save you, or you're just sitting on the sidelines. You're waiting. Maybe some of you know what's happening, but you are feeling afraid. You're feeling vulnerable. You're feeling scared. Maybe you felt that way last year. Guys, if you care about the future generations, you need to get past your fear, get past your doubts, and you need to recognize that what's happening right now, this is not normal. This is the new normal. This is the BS that they have tried to push into our minds for the last year and a half. It's all rolling out here. It's 2021. Their agenda is 2030. This is the beginning of the transformation. The World Economic Forum, the United Nations call this the decade of transformation. I've documented this in many of my works. It's in my most recent article for The Last American Vagabond on the United Nations Food System Summit that happened recently. Guys, they're taking over the food system. They're taking over the healthcare system. They've already done it, but now this is a part of their big agenda, the Great Reset. You guys know this. I don't want to harp too much on what we already know. The point is, knowing that if you sit around and do nothing, you are failing yourself. You are failing the coming generations. You are failing your ancestors, my friends. Do what feels best for you. If that means move to another city, move to another state, move to another country, if that means start getting food backed up to make sure that when they say you can't come in the grocery stores anymore, you don't even need them. If that means start getting connected to other local farmers. I mean, people are realistically in some dangerous situations. I see a comment here from someone on Facebook. I lose my job in 2 weeks and I'm scared, but I'm not vaccinated. I mean, that's the truth, right? So I've had people emailing me saying I'm about to lose my job, or I just lost my job. People are really in dangerous places, and I believe the key is for us to come together. If you haven't yet checked out freedomcells.org, please check out freedomcells.org. Create a free account. Use the maps to look for people in your area. Put your location on your profile so people can find you in your area. Join those cells. Start going to real world meetings. Start getting organized with people in your community. Start getting backup supply of food. Pull your money out of the banks, because the banks and the credit cards are the same people working with the great resetters to bring in their vision. And if we want to be consistent, if we actually want to achieve things, we need to align our thoughts, words, and actions, right? We can't just talk about wanting a better world. We have to live it. And this is another part, my friends. I invite you to accept that this is reality. Stop sitting around and believing it's just going to disappear. It's just going to go away if you just pray hard enough, or if you, I don't know, complain hard enough. It's not going to go away. The agenda has rolled out. It's in front of our faces. Here's an article from a video I did from May 26, 2020. Immunity passports are coming to airlines. Will you still fly? Here's another one. Are immunity passports coming to America? March 2021. Immunity passports are a reality. What are you doing to prepare? February 2021. Here come the immunity passports. December 1st, 2020. I've been talking about this. I've been saying it was coming. And in this article from earlier in this year, I invited you to please, for one, stop thinking in terms of normalcy. Two, be proactive. Three, talk to your neighbors and get organized. And four, find your inner peace, because this is a spiritual battle and we need you to be mentally and physically and spiritually sound of mind, body, and spirit to survive what's coming. So please check out freedomcells.org. That's freedom, as in the word freedom, cells, as in C-E-L-L-S, the cells in your body, freedomcells.org, all one word. Check that out. Join there. Create a free profile. Don't use it to post political news or debate with people about viruses or to talk politics or any of that BS. Use it to find other people in your area. Check out the Telegram cells page. Connect to the Freedom Cell Network on Telegram. There are literally thousands of cells all around the world organizing independently, thinking about growing their own food, buying land, pulling their money out of the banks, taking care of their families, and getting out of these systems. I don't think we can stop the Great Reset. I don't think we can stop their vision. But I do believe we can survive and thrive through it. It's not that I'm giving up. It's that I'm realizing that the way we win is not to overthrow them and become the new masters or to vote them out. It's to compete with them directly by building something better. So thank you guys so much for listening to me tonight. And until next time, remember, you are powerful, my friends. You are beautiful and you are free. Please find us at theconsciousresistance.com. Until next time, this is Derek Brose. Peace.
This is Derek Brose.
Derek Brose.
Derek Brose.
This is Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.